Hi, my name is Gloria Hedlund, and I'm here tonight to talk to you guys about using table views in iOS. So a table view is a UI table view, and you can use this to display either dynamic or static data. It's a subclass of UI scroll view, which means when you implement a UI table view, you're not going to have to worry about implementing whatever it is that enables the user to scroll up or down if your data runs off the screen. And a table view is not what you would think of as a typical table, like in an Excel file. It's actually a one-dimensional table, meaning there's just one column of information that's being displayed on the screen. It's actually more like 1.5 dimensions, because you can obviously enable multi-dimensional data to be displayed, but what you would do is you would embed a table view into a UI view control, into a UI navigation controller, and then you could click on a row to get more information and to go to another table view and sort of drill down that way. So first I'll just talk a little bit about the actual displays of data. You can have sections or you cannot have sections. So you can see on the table on the left has, it's just a bunch of artists and bands underneath sections, which are musical categories. And the one on the right is just songs. There are no sections. It's just a list of songs. And then you can have plain or group style tables. So the one on the left is a plain style table. It's just a list of names. And then this one on the right is a group style. So you can see that the sections, it looks like there's four sections there. The cells in the section are separated from each other with frames. And then this is the anatomy of a table view, I guess. So you can have a header and a footer for the table itself. You can also have section headers and footers for each section. And then what I'm displaying here is two sections with two rows each. And I'm using the rows to display the four different types of standard cell types that you can use that come with Xcode for cells. You can have the first row zero there is just the basic style. And then you can have a right detail style with a detail in blue. On the right, that could be an image. It doesn't have to be text. And then there's a left detail style. And then finally, the bottom row there is a row with a subtitle, where you could have a subtitle underneath the title. And everything that's seen here, both the headers and the footers, the section headers and footers and the cells themselves, those are all just UI views, so they can be completely customizable. You know, you can create whatever UI view you want. You can put an image in there, buttons, use that for a cell or header. So a UI table view implements two protocols, a UI table view delegate and a UI table view data source. And almost always, it's the UI table view controller that is going to be implementing both of these protocols. So what you would do if you were going to use a table view in your nib file or your I'm going to use a storyboard, you would drag out a UI table view controller. And that's automatically going to give you a table view. And then what you would do is create a class that subclasses UI table view controller. And then it's automatically going to be the delegate and the data source. And it's going to give you all the methods that you need. So the UI table view delegate protocol doesn't actually have any required methods, but the UI table view data source does have a few methods that are required to use. So we'll talk about some of those. And the delegate is basically in charge. That's got the methods for saying what the row height should be, and it's also got the methods for saying what should happen if a user happens to click on a row. And the data source is in charge of the methods that deal with the data, like how many sections should the table view be displaying, what it should be displaying in each row, and also methods for inserting and deleting rows and rearranging them. So the required methods in the UI table view data source are these. There's one called table view cell for row at index path. And this is a method that you need to implement, that the table view UI table view delegate needs to implement to let the table view know what kind of cell it should be showing at each specific row. And then there's table view number of rows in section, which obviously, it's telling the table view how many rows it's going to need in each section. And then there's this third method, number of sections in table view. And this one's actually not required, but it is. It just defaults to one if you don't implement it. But it's telling the table view how many sections is needed. And there's a whole bunch of other methods. And a good place to look is Xcode's organizer documentation for the methods for that. So I'm just going to talk briefly about this one method, table view self for row at index path, that you will definitely be implementing if you are going to use a table view. So what you're going to need to do in this method is, first of all, get a cell, either create it or get it, and then configure it and tell the cell what to display. So to get the cell, you use this kind of strangely named method, DQ reusable cell with identifier. That's a method of the table view. And what that does is it tells the table view has this pool of cells, and it can just kind of grab a cell out of there. And the reuse identifier in this case is my cell. That's something that you're going to set up in your storyboard or your nib file. There's a little field where you can fill in your reuse identifier. So that's going to have to match whatever's in your nib file or your storyboard. And so this is basically telling the table view to look in that pool of cells, grab a cell if one's created, and then set it to be that cell. And they're reusable because obviously at any given time you can show up to, I think, 8 or 9 cells in a table view. I mean, depending what, you know, how tall they are. And so the cells, when the cells go off the screen and new ones come up, the table view can just grab these reusable ones. And so after you've got the cell, then you want to configure it. In this case, I'm using a basic style cell. One of the properties of that is just a UI label. So that's and you call it by saying text label and then the text, and I'm just setting the text to be the row number. So this method here is passed this parameter index path. This index path is a simple object. It's an NS index path object, and that has two properties, two NS integer properties, one of which is section and the other of which is row. And so to get the row, it's just index path dot row. And to get the section, it would be index path dot section. And so after you've got the cell, after you've got it configured, you return it, and that's how you're going to display the cell that goes in that row. So I've got a demo, and what I was going to do tonight was just kind of walk through actually creating the demo, which I've already created, and the completed source code for this will be online on the course website. So first, before we start creating this, I'll show you what the demo actually does. It's very simple. It's just a record collection. So it's there's a bunch of sections that are the musical categories, and then there's artists underneath each section. So you can click on an artist, and then it'll take you to albums. And incidentally, this thing up here, this blue thing, is a navigation controller. So it's using a navigation controller to go from one screen to the next when you click on each cell. And then if you click on one of the album titles, it'll just bring you to a bunch of song titles. And these song titles, you can actually edit them by hitting this edit button in the corner. And Xcode, they pretty much give you all the code that can do this very easily, so it's not hard to do. So these things here on the right, you can click on one of these and then rearrange the songs, put them in different order, or you can delete them if you want. So that's just an example of how you can edit. And then there was one special case about this app. So like I said, I've got a bunch of musical categories, and then I've got bands underneath them. But then I've got this one special category, soundtracks, right? And what's underneath the soundtracks, these aren't bands. These are actual album titles of soundtracks. And so when you click on one of these, you don't want to go to the album titles. You actually want to go straight to the songs. So this is actually a different type of cell than the band cells. So I'll show you how to implement a different type of cell that's actually using a different prototype. And if I just had this be a band cell, then this would crash the app if I tried to look for albums underneath the soundtrack album. So anyhow, I'll start showing you how to code this up. So basically, I'll just open up Xcode, create a new Xcode project. And I'm going to start with a single view application and hit next. And I'm going to call this, I'll call this record app on the fly. I'm going to use storyboards and I'm going to use ARC and it's going to be for the iPhone. And I'll just create it wherever. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the storyboard, which is generally where I like to start with an iPhone app. And so it looks like here I've already got a view controller. And so what we're going to try to do first is make that first screen that I'm showing all the bands. So what you might be tempted to do is come down here and scroll down and look for a table view and drag out a table view and just kind of plop it into this first view controller and, you know, here's your table view. Well, actually, you don't want to do this because the view controller is not a table view controller. And that view controller, it's not implementing any of the table, it's not implementing the table view delegate or the data source. And so, I mean, you could do this, but then you would have to implement the protocols in that view controller file and you would have to get all the methods and write them yourself. And so don't do this if you're going to use a table view. What you do want to do is find this thing here, the table view controller, and you want to drag this out and put it into your storyboard. And actually, you don't even need this view controller. Well, I'm not using a view controller. Theoretically, you could start with a view controller and put a button on it and lead to a table view, but I'm just going to get rid of it. So now that I've gotten rid of the view controller, I need to be careful. And I'm using a storyboard, so I need to make sure that it can start somewhere, so I got to click this button here, is initial view controller. Otherwise, the app won't know where to start. So I've got that. And now you can see this arrow here. This is showing where the initial view controller is. So I've dragged out my table view controller, and you can see up here, it's a table view controller. It already has a table view. It has a table view cell. So I already have my table view, so I don't need to drag that out into there. So after I've dragged out a table view controller, the next thing that I'm going to want to do is create a class, a UI table view controller class, to be the controller for this. And pretty typically, I think when you are making a new view, creating a new screen in Xcode, you will want to be creating a view controller to control that screen. So each screen, as far as I know, needs at least one view controller. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to File, New, File. I'm going to create an Objective-C class. I'll hit Next. And I'm going to call this Bands View Controller. And you've got to make sure that it's a subclass of UI Table View Controller, or else this won't work. So I'll do that. I'll hit Next. I'll hit Create. And here we go. Here's my Bands View Controller. All right, so I can scroll down. It's a view controller, so I can see it's got, you know, this init with style method. It's got the view did load, view did unload, stubbed out. And then it's got a bunch of other methods here. And these are all the methods that you need to be implementing for your table view. Number of sections in table view, a number of rows. So it's got a bunch of useful stuff. It's stubbed out, and a bunch of it's commented out. But so you're starting out with a lot of code that you kind of get for free with this. So let's go back to our storyboard now that we've created that class. What you're going to want to do is go to the table view controller and then go over to this side and click on this icon here, and we're going to want to make sure that this table view controller is a class of bands view controller now. Okay, so we change that, and then let's take a look at our table view. We can take a look at the identity inspector. Now, we want to display dynamic content, and so you've got a choice between dynamic prototypes and static cells. I'm going to do dynamic prototypes, and then you can create your prototype cells. Eventually, I'm going to want to have two cells, but I'll just leave this at one for now. So just one prototype cell is fine. This is where you can set your style to be plain or grouped if you want. I think I'll just do the plain style. And that should be enough for that. And now let's take a look at the table view prototype cell. And then we'll go back over here to the identity inspector again. And I'm going to want this to be a basic cell so that I get a title in here. So the basic cells at least come with a label. Note, you can also put an image in there if you want. I'm not sure if that would fill up the whole cell or what that would do. I think it would probably fill the whole cell. And then this is a very important thing right here, the identifier, the cell identifier. You want to name this basically something, well, that you're going to remember, and something that sort of pertains to what you're going to be showing in that cell, something that makes sense. So in this case, it's going to be a band name, I guess. So that's what I'll call that. And this is what that DQ reuse identifier method is going to be looking for. And then there's this other thing here, accessory. And this gives you this thing here, which kind of tells you, you know, click on me and I'm going to go somewhere else. That's called a disclosure indicator. So you've got a choice of, you can put one of those there. You can do a detail disclosure, which is kind of the same thing, except it's a button. And so in this case, if you put this detail disclosure here, when you click on the cell itself, it's still going to do what it was going to do with the regular disclosure indicator. It's still going to go somewhere. But now you can also add extra information. If you click on that button, it can go somewhere else and give you some other information about this cell. So that's the detail disclosure. And then you can also have a check mark. And then if you have the check mark, like you could have a list with things checked or not, and you would set whether it was checked or not in your code. But we're going to go with a disclosure indicator here. Okay, so I think that's pretty much all we have to do in the storyboard. So let's go back to our code now, the bands view controller. And we're going to want to start creating our model, which is all the record collection itself. So what we'll do is, I guess we will create a NS dictionary. I'm just going to create properties. So I'll do an NS dictionary called record collection. Whoops. And then the other thing I'm going to want to create is an NS array of the categories of music. So I'll just do this, and I'll call that one categories. And I'm also going to want to create an NS array for the bands. And I'm making these all non-atomic strong, so... Okay, and then notice I'm getting this warning here. Well, that's just telling me, oh, I need to synthesize these to get my getters and setters. So I'll go ahead and do that. And, whoops. Okay, so now I've got that, and now I want to load this up, so my information is actually coming from a plist. So you may or may not have already done this for Hangman, but I'm going to have to add some files, and let's see where I've got my plist, right here. So I'm going to go ahead and add that. And so here's my plist, and this is basically where my music's all set up. So what it is it's an NS dictionary, and the keys of which are the categories of music. And then underneath each category of music, there are more NS dictionaries, which are the artists. And underneath each artist are more NS dictionaries, which are the albums. And then underneath each album is an NS array of song titles. So that's my model. So what I'm going to want to do is open up in ViewDidLoad. Whoops. Actually, I don't need this view controller at all. I got rid of that. So I'm going to just get rid of this too. So in my bands view controller now, my table view controller, I'm going to want to load this up from the plist. I've actually got this code written out somewhere, so you don't have to watch me write all that out. Let's see, here it is. Sorry about this. Okay. All right, so I'm basically just loading up from my plist into my NS dictionary, and then I'm setting the categories to be the keys of that NS dictionary. And one thing about this all keys method, you use this. This all keys is a method of the NS dictionary that will get you the keys of that dictionary, but it doesn't return them in any sort of order. And so, obviously I'm going to need to know the order if I want to be clicking on these things and knowing which category they're in. And so I'm going to go ahead and sort them. And so I'm sorting the categories alphabetically. This is what the sorted array using selector is doing. Okay, so now I've got my my dictionary let up, and so I just need to go ahead and fill out these other methods. So number of sections in table view. And so it gives you the table view controller gives you these methods that are stubbed out and also puts these warnings in here to let you know that you have to basically have to fill something in. If you weren't going to use sections, you would return one here. I am using sections. That's going to be my self.record collection. No, that's going to be, sorry, I already set my categories, right? It's going to be self.categories count. That's my number of sections. And then the number of rows in section, I now have to set my bands array. So I'm going to do self.bands, which incidentally, this is the same as doing this is the same as doing self set bands and then NS array, but for properties, dot notation is more readable, I think. So self.bands equals self.record collection object for key, and I've got my section, so it's going to be self.categories, which is an array, so that's going to be object at index section. I think that should do it. What's it complaining about? Object for key, self. Oh, I've, okay, sorry. Okay, there we go. Thanks. Okay, so, and then I can return self dot bands, oops, sorry, count, okay, all right. Okay, so now I have to do this thing here, table view self for row at index path, and so this is basically where I'm telling it what I want to display. And so I know that I called this band name. So I'll change that. And then I need to configure the cell. So I'm going to need to get that data. So let me see. I think I've got that written out somewhere too. Well, I'm going to get a category name, right? So NSString category equals, and then that's going to be self dot categories, object at index, and then that's my index is now my index path dot section, right? I know that's what the category is. And now I want to get the bands that are there. So that's going to be self dot bands is self dot record collection object for key category, and actually if I want to show this, what I'm going to want to do is get the keys of this and set that to bands, and then I'm going to want to go ahead and alphabetize that, so and that's sorted array using selector at selector, and then that's compare. Okay, and so now I've got this alphabetized array of bands. And so the band name is going to be the one that's at the index path. So I want to put that in my cell. So now I'm going to do cell dot. And then this is text label will give you the UI label that's in that cell. And I want to set the text of that to equal whatever's in my self.bands array at indexPath.row. And then I just want to go ahead and return the cell. So I think that'll work. Let's just see what that gives us. Great. So there's a bunch of bands. Obviously, I forgot to put the section titles in, so let's do that. And I've got that written out somewhere. They do give you a lot of the methods. They don't give you all of them, though. I mean, I'm talking about when you stub the stubbed out stuff. So there's this method called title for header. I'll show it to you. So I'll put that under my number of section views. So there's this method, table view, title for header in section. And you would use that to put whatever you wanted to, which obviously I'm returning the category string. And then obviously there's a title for footer in section. Well, not obviously, but that's one for if you want to set a footer. Okay, so this is going to set my sections. So we'll try running it again. And now I've got my sections in here. So you click on these things, and obviously we're not going anywhere because I haven't implemented my next view controller. So we'll go ahead and do that next. So we'll go back to the storyboard. We're going to want to drag out another table view controller. Pretty much as soon as you do that, you want to be making a class that's going to go along with it. And what I'm going to do now is instead of writing the whole code for that class again, I'm just actually going to go and drag out. I know I've got an albums view controller class, so I'm just going to add those. Okay, and let's take a look at that code real quick. So for my bands view controller, I did all my properties declaration. I just did that in the .m file because I didn't really put anything in the header file because nobody else is using it. On the other hand, my albums view controller, I am declaring this thing NSDictionaryAlbums, and that is going to have to go into my header file because what's going to happen is when you click on one of the band cells to get to this albums view controller, well, what I'm going to do in my bands view controller is I'm going to instantiate an object of albums view controller. And then after I've done that, I'm going to set the albums of that albums view controller in my bands view controller, and so I need to be able to see this. And then after I've set the albums, then I'm going to go ahead and go to that albums view controller and tell it, you know, these are your albums, now you can show them. So this NSDictionary is public, that's why it's in this header file, so just have to be aware of that. So let's go back to the storyboard now, and we've got the second table view, which is right here. So I'm going to want to do a lot of the same things. I'm going to have to go and I'm going to have to tell it that it's a class of albums view controller. And now that I've got that, we'll go to the cell. And I'm going to give the cell, I'm in the cell. Go over here. I'm going to make this a basic cell again. I'm going to give it a reuse identifier. This time it's going to be called album title. And that's probably all I have to do there, I think. Album title. Okay. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to try to segue from this prototype cell. Sorry, let me try to make this so that you can see a little more. So this is my bands view controller. What I want to do is segue from this cell over to the albums view controller. So you can kind of control right click on that until you get this sort of blue line, and then just drag over to this. And then I get this thing here, storyboard segues. I want to do a push. And so I do push. And then I'm going to click on the segue itself. And I'm going to give the segue an identifier. And this is definitely going to be necessary for me because eventually I'm going to go back and have a different prototype cell in my band's view controller to go to the soundtrack, the soundtrack songs. And so that would be a different segue. And so I'm going to be identifying them by the string that I put in here. And so this segue is going from the bands to the albums. So I'm going to call this view albums. So that's my segue. And the other thing that you need to do is embed this into a navigation controller. And when I do that, that's going to give me the blue bar at the top, and I'm going to be able to go from, you know, one view controller to the next and then back again. There's going to be a back button on the top of the second view controller. And in story code, in storyboard, it's really easy. All you do is you go up to here. I think it's, okay, it's editor. Go down to embed in. Well, actually, sorry. First, you have to make sure that you're clicking on the first one. And then go to editor, embed in navigation controller. Okay, and what that does is it pops a navigation controller up on the screen, which is first pointing at your initial view controller, which is my bands. And then that is just leading over to my second view controller, which is my albums. And note how I've got these blue bars up here, these navigation bars. So I can give these titles if I want. I can click in here somewhere and I can call this one bands. I can click on this one. Call that one albums. All right, so I think that's just about everything I have to do in my storyboard. Now we have to go back to the bands view controller and implement some more methods and put some more code in so that we actually get over to the albums view controller. So the first thing we have to do is import albums view controller. So let's do that. And then I'm also going to create a property of AlbumsViewController. I think I just need to make this one weak. So it's type AlbumsViewController. I'll call it AlbumsViewController. And I need to go ahead and synthesize that. Oops. Okay. All right, so now I've got my property declared. I'm going to scroll down. Oh, the other thing, instead of doing all the scrolling, you guys know you can go up here, and this is like a menu. And actually, you can actually type stuff in here. So where am I trying to go to? I'm trying to go to what's like table view. So you can, theoretically, if you had a whole bunch of methods and you need to define something, you can type in here. So where I'm going is... did select wrote index path all the way here. So you see these headers too? I'm not sure if you guys know how to do this. These are just your pragma marks. So that's a way to kind of comment your code or to make those, you know, put things in sections. When you make one of these pragma marks, it'll give you that header in the menu. Okay, so in here, this is where I'm going to want to put the logic where I'm going to go to that specific row. And they've got this stubbed out. This is actually for a nib, not a storyboard, so I'm kind of going to ignore everything that's in there. And I think I have this typed out somewhere, so instead of you guys watching me, let's see. Let's show the cell. Okay, did select row. Okay, so what I'm doing here is I'm getting my category, and then I'm getting my bands again. It's pretty repetitive, I guess. And then I'm getting my band key, and then I'm making an NS dictionary of albums. And then I am going to set that NS dictionary of albums to be the albums view controller albums. Okay, so that's fine. So that's just what's going to happen. So now notice I'm not going anywhere right now. I'm just, when you click on one of those rows, it's basically setting the albums view controller that I own, I guess, the albums view controller property of the band's view controller. It's just setting the albums for that when the user selects at that row. And then if you actually want to segue anywhere, you do have to implement this prepare for segue method, which actually doesn't really have anything to do with table views, but this is it. So prepare for segue, and here's my segue identifier. So this is where it's equal to view albums, and then I'm going to segue to that. All right, so let's see if this works. Okay, so now I click on that, and it goes to the albums. And obviously, I don't have the songs implemented. So the other thing is, let's see what happens when I go down to soundtracks, and I click on that, it crashes, right? Because I haven't done anything special for that. So I still have to take care of that. Oh, and actually, let me show you another thing that you can do. So this button here, can you see where I'm clicking? This is your breakpoints button. And so you can set breakpoints, you know, anywhere you want in your code by just sort of clicking in the margins. You can also do this really neat thing down here. There's this plus. You can click on that, and you can add an exception breakpoint. And this basically is going to, well, it's an exception breakpoint. Whenever your code throws an exception, it's going to break here. Okay, so say I've got this exception breakpoint now, and I'll try running the program again. And I'll scroll down, and I'll try to click on a soundtrack, right? And now it's throwing an exception instead of just crashing. And this is really useful if your program's crashing and you don't know why, right? And then, so now that I've got this breakpoint here, I can actually get some more information. So let me just, if I can drag this up, sorry. Sorry, I'm just not used to my screen looking like this. I'm trying to drag this thing up here. Ah, I can't do it. That is so annoying. Sorry, Chris. All right, well, theoretically, I should be able to drag. I wonder if I can just resize this somehow. I can't really. Well, anyhow, so down here, this is, you know, you can kind of type, this is where you are if you've got breakpoints, and this is a console that you can type stuff in. You can look and see where you are. So let's see, where's my breakpoint? It's not even telling me where it threw the exception anymore. Well, I know it's throwing the exception in my albums view controller because it's not happy with what albums are. I think it's right around here. Self.albumkeys is self.albums. And so I can look in here and I can say, what is self.albums? You can do PO, self.albums. Oh, no, that's not going to work. Oh, there, this is working at least. Let me see if any of this is working. I just want to see where I am. Sorry, I'm just going to try this one more time. It was working earlier today. Okay, so I'm going to try running and see if I can get that breakpoint again. So I'm going to scroll down here. Okay, so it's throwing an exception right here. Okay, self.albumkeys. So let's see what is in self.albums. Whoops. Okay, so now I'm looking at this, and it's trying to set this to an NS dictionary, this NS array of songs, and so that's why it's crashing. So, I mean, you can see how the exception breakpoint would be kind of useful. So that's just what's happening there. Okay, so basically, I'm not going to go through the rest of the code, but what I would do is to go over to the soundtracks. I would have to go back to this band's view controller and then go over here, I'd go to the table view, right? And instead of having just one dynamic prototype, I would change this to two dynamic prototype cells. And I actually just got rid of that first one on accident. But so that this one was band names. Whoops. And it's a basic one. And then I would go to the second one, and I would call this something like soundtrack names. And I would also make that a basic one. And then, I would have to import the songs, and so I would have another table view controller in here for songs. And it's going to start getting really crowded. Let me see if I can make some more space. Okay. Whoops. So the storyboards are great because you can kind of, you can have all your screens up at once if you can see them, I guess. So I've got this one thing that I erased accidentally is supposed to be segueing. So this top table view cell should be segueing. Oh, God. Sorry. This is kind of, I can't get that blue segue. Oh, you know what? I think it's because I don't have the disclosure. It might be because I don't have the disclosure indicator set that it won't segue. So I think you might need these disclosure indicators to segue anywhere. Could that be true? I think it is. Okay, so now let me see if I can segue. Nope, that's not it. Actually, I need this all to be... I really messed things up somehow, but... this should all be embedded in a view in a navigation controller, so let me make sure that's happening. All right, but that's not right. Sorry. So this is just, this should be going over. That's the second navigation controller. Sorry, I deleted this cell on accident, and then I kind of lost everything. Okay, there we go. So that's going to push to the albums. And then this one would theoretically push to the songs, which I can't even find anywhere. Oh, it's all the way over there. Okay, so, and then this one. Okay, so you can have something like that. So I can have two different segues, and then obviously this first segue is going to be view albums, right? And then this second segue would be, I've got to click on the segue itself, which is kind of hidden under here. This segue is going to be called view soundtrack songs, it'd be something like that. Right, and then obviously from your albums, you could also have another segue. You would have another segue going to songs as well, and that would be just view songs from albums or something like that. So, and then to finish off, so basically what I would have done is then gone ahead and made a songs view controller and set it up very much like I did the albums view controller. And the only difference being, and then in my bands, in my bands view controller in the code, I would obviously have to do something different for soundtracks. And the completed code is online, or it's going to be online. So that's about it. So thanks.